Just one of the points that Raymond Lauren brought up there, by the way, about how often he gets on the Nolan show. It just reminds me about a column that Dennis Bradley wrote for the Irish News recently. Now, Dennis is a really, really good guy, a respected guy. He certainly knows a lot more than me. He's welcome on the Nolan show anytime, and I've no problem. Dennis Bradley was criticising me in his column, and I've no problem with that whatsoever. I'm fair game for all of that. Not a problem. But it just reminds me what he said. I've actually pulled it up here because Raymond Lauren was saying he, as a citizen, doesn't get on enough onto the radio. And Dennis said in his Irish News column, we'll read some of it here. He says, he's criticising me and says, I have a lot to answer for and all this malarkey. And Dennis then goes on and says, at the crunch moments when I want and need insight, analysis, quality debate and considered opinion, I will go elsewhere. I will go to Radio 4, RTE or some of the British papers to name but a few. And this is from his Irish News column. Coverage here will give me the same few voices who cover every subject in every outlet and whose political analysis and track record could be doing with a bit of scrutiny itself. But the tin cap will be Dinny from Dromore and Lizzie from Larne. Even knowledgeable commentators have to give way to Dinny and Lizzie because the success of a programme is judged by the number of phone calls from the public. That is the benchmark, even though everyone knows that it's the same small group of people who phone all the programmes. Given what Raymond and Lauren has said this morning, I actually think that just a little bit of response to that column from Dennis Bradley. First of all, Dennis, and look, you and I are going to disagree on this, but from the moment I've come into the Nolan show, actually I'm very proudly going to stand beside the Dinnies from Dromore and the Lizzies from Larne. So I'm not ashamed of it. And actually, yes, if it does mean that, as you put it, some of these commentators get less airtime, but the people in this country get more airtime, then that's what I'm all about. So, you know, while this may be critical of people like me and phone-in shows, you know, I think we need to question ourselves if we're actually saying we should have less of the people and more of the commentariat. That's not what I'm all about, Dennis. And it would be good to have a conversation with you about this sometime because I emphasise again, Dennis has been around a lot of corners and has achieved an awful lot. And also then when he says that the reason why we put people on is because the success of a programme is judged by the number of phone calls you get from the public. I know from 20 years ago of starting in phone-ins that you can get hundreds of calls a day, you know, if you were to give away a 10p mix, for goodness sake. I once did that a long time ago. So this programme does not count phone calls. We do not use it as a barometer. Any radio presenter who counts phone calls as part of a measurement tool as to how good they or their programme is just learning what a phone-in is all about. It's incredibly naive. We in this programme would not debase ourselves to do that. So just to put that out there, if you read that Irish News column, and also if you want to respond to it, and we should probably invite Dennis to come on and air his views if he wants to. It's just because Raymond and Lauren raised it there. You see, he's frustrated, as are many other people every day of the week. The Nolan show's only 90 minutes long. They want on air, and I am not going to push citizens off the air so that we can have even more commentators.